pleased to have with us from the Constitution Party of West Virginia, Phil Hudock. Phil, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I am doing excellent. You have been working on something, and I'm just going to let you explain it because I don't know that I can explain it, but it has to do with the War Powers Act of 1933.
Yes, let's talk about the rule of law. And you were just talking about how there wasn't a law for the booster vaccinations, which you are exactly right. That was policy, okay? Policy from
right
authorities, not law from the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that the way things are going, I'm pretty upset. I'm upset that, you know, we have compulsory vaccinations and Common Core is still here. But I have a story to tell, which... Well, let me ask you this. Are you ready to go down a rabbit hole?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
Okay. Now, one more question. What is your understanding of the relationship between government and we, the people?
Well, the relationship is supposed to be they work for us, but instead they bully us.
Exactly. Now, what if I told you that since 1933, in other words, your entire life, because I know you, I know your approximate age.
Right, I was born in 38, yeah.
Okay. You have been declared the enemy of your own government. You, we, all of us have been declared enemies of our government our entire lives since 1933.
How is that?
Well, in 1917, we were in World War One. And there was an act passed because we were at war with Germany and all, and it was called Trading with the Enemies Act. And basically it said that the president had powers, government now had powers to do things which they wouldn't do in peacetime, but this was an emergency. And so they called it Trading with the Enemies Act. Basically, the federal government took over all trading, okay, with foreign entities, or actually even within the United States. In other words, they took over some extra-constitutional, beyond-the-Constitution powers. Now, in 1933, we were in another emergency. It was called the Great Depression.
Okay. Right.
And Roosevelt went to Congress. He went to Congress with an act that was actually written by the Federal Reserve. And he asked Congress for special powers, dictatorial powers. These powers were granted to the president, and these powers would continue until this emergency was officially over. And the American citizens were declared enemies of their own government so that the federal government could confiscate everyone's personally owned gold, because they were deemed enemies of the government because they were hoarding gold, and that was hurting the government.
Mm-hmm.
And so the president was given lots of powers. As a matter of fact, this is from congressional testimony in 1933 when it was passed by a senator, Senator James M. Beck, and he said, quote, "The vast range of powers taken together confer enough authority to rule the country without reference to normal constitutional processes. Under the powers delegated by these statutes, the president may, number one, seize property, two, organize and control the means of production, three, seize commodities, seize communications,
mm-hmm.
regulate private enterprise." How about General Motors? How are we able to the federal government to take over General Motors? All communications. Now the federal government wants to control the internet,
mm-hmm.
you know, all cable. We see Obama doing a lot of things, and we say, how can he get away with this? Well, the Constitution has actually been nullified. So what we have, as a matter of fact, in 1917, that's when the licenses started, because that Trading with the Enemies Act gave the government the ability to license things. Now, a license, by definition, is permission to do that which is otherwise illegal.
Right.
And listen to this Black's Law Dictionary definition. License, a permit granted by an appropriate government body, generally for a consideration, which is, of course, revenue, to a person, firm, or corporation to pursue some occupation or to carry on some business subject to regulation under the police power. We are under police powers. We don't have the rule of law. This makes a lot of things clear now. Why isn't Congress actually stopping the president? Because they know the actual power that he has. So we have, what, a war on terror, war on drugs, war on crime, you know, war on poverty.
Mm-hmm.
It's in our face.
Right, okay? Right.
Our West Virginia Constitution says that our Constitution is valid in both war times and peace. So we have a constitutional crisis here. The federal government has basically said our Constitution is null and void, and the federal government can do all these things. And so basically what I've done, a friend of mine and I have both petitioned the legislature. Okay, we went to 10 of the leadership legislators like William Anderson, John O'Neill, Jeffrey Kessler, Tim Miley,
mm-hmm.
and Jim Butler.
Mm-hmm.
We presented them with these facts, which are in congressional testimony,
mm-hmm.
all the way up even until 1973, there were congressmen telling us that we are still under a state of emergency.
Okay? Wow.
So this is important. You know, if you're classified as the enemy of your government, and we really don't have the rule of law, and we're being controlled by licenses and policies that don't have the rule of law, then what do we have? We have tyranny.
So what you're saying is, Phil, by the way, we're talking with Phil Hudock about something that's really, he's done the research on this and what we're under because of the War Powers Act of 1933. What you're saying is that we're basically living at the will and pleasure of the federal government, and any time they choose, they can take from us what they want and do with us what they will.
Exactly. And until we correct this problem, everything is moot. It doesn't make sense to make laws when basically they really don't even have to follow them, because they can just say, well, this is, you know, an emergency, and so that's what they're doing. We actually presented a First Amendment petition of redress of grievances and breach of contract to our legislature. We have the right to petition our government. As a matter of fact, it's really a duty if government gets out of line.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And next, we're going to go to the governor and the Supreme Court. And we're taking this to the people because we, the people, we are the government. We've been asleep at the wheel. We've allowed government, which George Washington warned us. He said it's like fire, a dangerous servant. You have to keep it under control. It appears that everything's Humpty Dumpty. You know, you've got the private sector and the public sector, but now, you know, the private sector makes less than the public sector. The public sector spies on the private sector, but we're not supposed to, you know, they're not really transparent, although they say they are. You know, one of the things I want to say is I ran for U.S. Senate, and I exposed the tyranny that's coming from Washington through Obama, but he's a puppet. If we think getting rid of Obama is going to change the situation in this country and bring back the rule of law,
mm-hmm.
you know, the borders and unconstitutional wars, how can we have these unconstitutional wars? Only Congress can declare war.
And you know, we see that because Republicans were elected last November to stop Obama. The person you ran against, Shelley Moore Capito, was elected, you know, supposedly to the Senate to stop Obama. You know, the Senate gets the majority of Republicans. Republicans increase their majority in the House. And what happens? They fully fund everything Obama wants. So it's not stopping Obama anyway.
Yes, and I think whoever's in the presidency can hold this over Congress, because that makes Congress basically neutered. Now, think about this. The term czars, you know, we have a drug czar and all that. That started in Roosevelt's administration, and he had 11 czars. Now, let's go up to Obama, 38 czars. Anti-poverty, auto mm-hmm. recovery, bank bailout, birth
mm-hmm.
control,
mm-hmm.
climate global warming czar, domestic violence czar. That's why we're in all this trouble, because basically these czars are not constitutional. They're just appointed policymakers who...
Yeah.
who produce policy which involve fines and punishment.
Right, right.
And you're not supposed to be able to be fined or punished unless it's a codified law. So we're way outside the Constitution.
Phil, ultimately, what do you want people to do?
I want the word spread. If we, the people, don't exercise our powers if we, the people, don't know the truth, that's the main thing. You have to know the truth, and then you have to act on it. We have a moral meltdown. You talk about drugs and the problems we have and everything, but it all goes back to each person being responsible and being moral and acting on it. So this has to go to the public. This has to be in the court of public opinion, and that's where I plan to take it. And that's why I'm glad you had me on.
All right. Do you have a website where folks can go and learn more?
Yes. I just started one last night where they can see three important documents.
Okay. All right.
It's hudoc.info, hudok.info.
Okay.
And they can see a summation of the War Powers Act.
Okay.
They can see the petition that we produced and served, and they can also see a YouTube of us serving these to the legislature.
All right, good deal. All right, philhudoc.com, or hudoc.com, right?
Hudoc.info. Hudoc.com is my campaign website.
All right, hudoc.info. All right, Phil Hudoc, thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it. Very
interesting.
All right, back in a moment on the Tom Broughton Morning Show.